There is a Truth and Reconciliation Project in Bemidji where people meet to talk about racial issues and attitudes. Their goal is to foster better understanding between Indigenous and non-Native people in our area. Anishinaabe Najiman on Northern Community Radio is part of that effort, and today, The Legacy of Oppression with Dr. Anton Troyer.
Bonjour, this is Anton Troyer, and you are listening to Anishinaabe Najiman, Minnesota's Tribal Voice. To orchestrate any kind of meaningful change in society, we have to make an effort. When we developed suffrage, voting rights for women, that didn't happen because a bunch of old dudes in the Senate were smoking cigars saying, should we give our wives and daughters the right to vote? Sure, let's do it. It didn't happen that way. Women had to push and argue and fight and finally get a little bit of time on the floor of the Senate, and eventually, after a long protracted struggle, recruited just enough allies to get a change. And today we still don't have gender equity. It's still an ongoing fight, but that one milestone created a big change. And that was through intentional action, not by accident. There's a great thinker. His name is Paulo Freire, and he published a book, Pedagogy of the Oppressed, that is really an eye-opening text about issues of oppression and how they operate. And his paradigm works, whether you're looking at gender or race or class. And I think for a lot of people involved in Truth and Reconciliation, they've been really helpful. And he'll say this, he'll say, oppression essentially has a toolbox. And when a group of people is oppressed, they take those tools and they turn them inwardly against themselves, laterally against their own folks, and then they look for someone else to kick. And the first white folk who came to America were fleeing oppression. As a result, they took those tools of oppression and they turned them inwardly and against their own folk, like Salem witch trials. Started beating up on other folk, blacks and natives. And the native people would, for example, take that toolbox of oppression and turn it inwardly and laterally. And today, a lot of the legacy of oppression for people of color, it's not just white folk keeping people of color down, it's the things that we do to ourselves and to one another that are part of all of this, but are hard to see. And so ultimately, it is those who are oppressed who have to say, hey, we can't do this anymore. And that's the impetus for change. And that when we talk about race relations, oftentimes it'll be the people of color who will have to raise attention and awareness. That's one of the big takeaways about reconciliation, is that, you know, something like oppression, that's dehumanizing for everybody, not just the victims. It's dehumanizing for everybody. Let's be brave. Truth and reconciliation starts with truth. And let's lean in instead of lean out.
That's Dr. Anton Troyer. He's an author and professor of Ojibwe at Bemidji State University. Anishinaabe Najiman is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.